The Bad River and St. Croix bands of Chippewa Indians have been working for a few years to open a casino in Beloit. The city government wants the project too. Beloit City Manager Jane Wood says her community needs the economic boost.
We have a high unemployment rate. We are looking to the casino to create the jobs, but the reality is what is going to happen is that the casino jobs will pull employees from other service sectors that are not so well paid. And with that change is the potential for inflation in wages.
But a Beloit casino still needs the backing of the Rock County Board, the governor's office, and the federal government. Wood says Governors Thompson and McCallum told Beloit there'd be no new casino unless the Bad River or St. Croix bands closed a gaming facility elsewhere. But Wood says the state's new gaming deals with the Oneida and Forest County Potawatomi seem to be sending a new message.
So we are seeing what is happening now as a legitimate expansion of gaming with the Potawatomis, and we believe that that gives us hope.
Wood acknowledges that a casino in Beloit might boost the number of problem gamblers, but she says the city and Rock County are working on ways to handle that. The Rock County Board has twice rejected a Beloit casino, but the issue will come up again at a board meeting tomorrow night. Beloit city officials also plan to travel to Washington next month to discuss the casino plan with the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.